for rap, hill, hardcore, Asian, house lady.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think it's a devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
If you will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me every chance you get.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes, it is Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, host Vin. Oh wow, Will, are you there? my co-host Will Turbitt from the Man Truth, the Man Wonder here with us.
Yes. Real news in the house. I couldn't hear you for a sec, but now I hear you loud and clear.
Well, you know, I had actually convinced myself this morning in my sleep that, hey, you know what? You don't have to do a radio show today. It's Saturday. Why don't you just enjoy some Saturday morning cartoons? I even materialized my best friend from childhood in my head. It's like, you know, it's time to relax today. But then, you know, nope. Alarm went off. You know, I had to come down to the studio. And, yeah. So, here I am. Oh, we're working too hard, I think. I think working is so hard, it's just...
You need to make it. You need to go to the... Man, drink some Coronas, man.
You know,
for real, man. Even just get away for a weekend, a long weekend, go somewhere different. You know what I'm saying? Even to get a few hour drive away, go somewhere, dude. Get away.
We gotta get away.
Yeah. Well, things are about to ramp up here, and I know I keep saying that, but. Things just keep getting better with our media endeavors because we have this conglomerate of media coming out. And to be honest with you, it should have been out a year ago, but it keeps getting better. My partners keep making it better. There are more people with more projects that keep attaching themselves to it, and it keeps getting better. And it keeps getting better. And I can't tell, this is vague. I know it's vague, but it's as specific as I can get about what's going on. But it keeps getting better. And it keeps getting better. And I'm told a timeline, and I don't dare say a timeline on the show, but it keeps getting better. I'm going to have something that is going to be overwhelming. And no, I'm not going to be able to rest. I'm going to be doing media 24/7. I'm going to be like some automated automaton, some robot, just to be able to kick more and more butt. I don't know. Maybe I should take a vacation before that happens. Who knows? Yeah. But I just don't know when that's going to actually come about. So, but anyhow, yeah, guys, this is the Red Pill. I'm blessed to have such a show, such a wonderful media. And, you know, it's going to be kind of weird. Here, I don't know. We've got construction going on, but I think it's probably part of a noise campaign. Because where in front of the studio, there's this nice little park area. you know, beautiful trees, you know, a sort of dog park. You know, people go out there and let the dogs do their thing. Nope, the city sold it off. The city sold it off to the hospital next door. So the hospital is encroaching, surrounding me with a parking lot. Construction, nonstop, drilling. And it starts when a radio show starts. And these people, yeah, they end their work at noon. They work a full 6 hours.
Hammering.
Yeah.
You ever see that clip?
I assume it's Alex Jones.
No, actually, it's not. It's. I think it's Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC. I'm gonna see if I can find it and send it to Mike. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love this one, V. Hold on, I'm gonna find it. Give me a sec.
Okay. Well, while Will is doing that, I'm gonna have. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I feel like, you know, going to Super Saiyan. Just...
That's Alex Jones turning into a Super Saiyan. I know that one. When I have a bad day, I watch that and I get pumped. Remember when they used to call into Alex Jones and I was like, give me your war cry. And then he stopped doing that for years. And then randomly people would call in like 10 years later. We're going to reestablish that. When you guys call in, give us your war cry when you call in.
Well, you know what? On my really, really bad days, I watch the Alex Jones go Super Saiyan Level 3. It's about 20 minutes of... and then, like, his hair finally goes to Super Saiyan 3 at the end of it. Not unlike the real episode of Dragon Ball Z, where it takes Goku like 20 minutes of screaming just to bring out Form 3.
I sent the link. I don't know. I think that's the right one, but I sent the link. I got the hammering. It's awesome.
All right.
Uh-oh, on-air meltdown alert. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell had some technical issues the other day, and somebody leaked out the video of the BTS. That's behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying, if you're not in the industry. Yeah.
Or you don't watch porn?
Oh, you don't watch porn? Oh, behind the scenes? Oh.
See how that one goes. Thank you, Rachel. Well, today, President Trump visited Texas, but he forgot to bring any empathy with him. But he did bring a hat. A hat that is for sale.
58 seconds.
What's
going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off. Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear?
They pressing your buttons.
Fuck.
All right, I want to apologize to everyone on staff. I don't... You know, if I don't get my lemonade, cayenne pepper, I'll be a little itchy in the morning.
Who knew Lawrence was on?
Yeah.
Yo!
10 seconds.
Yo, he restrained the spaz, man. Respect it.
10 seconds.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
Yo, you got the hammer, nigga. That's what you acting like. Holy shit.
Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering.
Okay. Relax,
man, yo, the newlyweds, guy. What do you want?
I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it. Keep the goddamn commercial break going.
He was like, here's a new script.
Call fucking Phil Griffin. I don't care who the
she
fuck
was like,
you have to call.
Stop here you go,
the hammering. Stop the hammering.
She thought she was going to turn around and be like, get the fuck away from me.
Oh.
She remember me?
All right. So heavily laden with swears. That was not the right one. I'm sorry, Mike. Sorry. But I'm going to go down there myself, goddamn, and stop the goddamn hammering.
You know, I have my prima donna moments, and, you know, thank goodness there's a mute on this thing. You know, I've got someone that, you know, we have food delivered in the mornings. You know, since COVID, we've had our food special delivered to us every day for, like, I don't know, 2 years now. And, you know, comes to the door, and but someone knows better than to walk in with my lights on, says, you know, airing, walk in the crumbling bags and trying to put in the refrigerator. It's like, I'm on mute, and I go on my Christian Bale rant. You guys never hear it. It happens, like, at least once a month. You guys never hear it. I have to go off on somebody that often. So I know what it's like. I know what it's like. Behind the scenes, yeah, I know what it's like. See, this is the thing. When we go live on from our server, we're going to be talking during commercial breaks. That's what people are going to see. That's exclusive behind the scenes that people are going to see. It's not going to see from our BN, necessarily, but from my server. You can see my shiny face every morning, or every night. that's something you might catch. So, just letting everybody know right now.
What's he doing?
Stop being gilded, domesticated garbage. Stop being weak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just can't seem to say, you know, this is such a great start to the show, because otherwise I'd be dozing off. I really convinced myself that it was Saturday morning, and I'm going to watch my cartoons, and screw everything else. I had Pokemon.
There's still no cartoons out there on Saturday mornings? What do you watch? Or do you just play your own stuff on, like, online?
I just play my own stuff online, okay, bro.
Hey, I didn't know that. I was going to say, I didn't think they still did that. I was just like...
I had, like, some weird, like, Pokemon creatures up in my head. You know, gotta catch them all. You know, throwing balls at people, smacking them in the face. Yo, let's go. You know, I was convinced. They are. But, you know, whatever.
Oh. Damn.
Oh, that's
apropos that.
Ah, it's a phone. I'll get it.
Mike, tell me that's you, Scoob.
Show us some scary flick.
Yeah. Like, go away, man.
Where the spider lady gets caught in the giant spider web.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Yes. Only a bill. On
Capitol Hill.
Come on, buck up. Don't cry.
The music fades and the departing celebrants bid us adieu.
All right, I need some lucky times, Mike. Make that. Can you make that happen? And I need to be also abused by my dad, and otherwise, it's not a Sunday morning in the 80s. No, just
seriously, it's like, oh man, Saturday mornings, cartoons, like. Oh my God, dude, I'm looking around the corner, like, where's my dad? I don't see him around anywhere. Okay, cereal check, milk check, check. And, you know, I'm on the couch trying to play the Saturday morning cartoon as low as humanly possible. You know, just try to enjoy it. 30 minutes later, you know, here comes the grim freaking reaper of the day, my dad. Hey, you're up. Great. It's time to
mow the lawn.
Time to mow the lawn. Oh, you won't be able. Hey, you might as well not even attach yourself to this stuff. You're not getting me to do this as an adult. I told him bull. and lo and behold, yes. Saturday mornings, I watch my cartoons. So, tell me what I can achieve in my dreams, okay? Tell me what I cannot do, and I promise you, I can do it.
right there. in heroin, they were like, "Well, you won't freaking shoot this right into your vein right now."
The more you know.
Let's find out.
Hey, I think we might be a shooting for an after show for Bob and Tom.
Yeah, we should definitely do an after school special for the kids.
It wants to be red balloon. I've made a clean getaway. Well, looky there, it's a shooting star, and it's heading this way.
Lucky's a bitch. What happened? Oh, gummy bears bouncing here and there. And oh yeah, man, those are the days. And remember, they tried to pass off California raisins on us. I still watched it. But that was pretty a weak show there. And then we had.
No, you want to talk about weak? What's about weak? Beetleborgs. Like, what the knockoff is this? What is this? Like, who's this? Like
biker mice from Mars? Yeah. There were some weird ones. There was
vampires. Who's the team captain? And what the hell is going on here? That show was. I was more confused by Beetleborgs than anything else.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. The Transformers.
Transformers.
So
fine. Yo. Mike and the wheel stills, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, man. We just need to forget that, man. Forget the red pill hardcore. We retire. We're on vacation. We're watching cartoons, man. Don't bother us, Dad.
Oh, can you hit us with some tick?
And the masters of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull."
How did he know that?
Cringer became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe.
Well, they're actually rebooting this, and it's no longer He-Man, it's They Person. It's a non-binary individual, and it's great.
Forget that, man. You know what I used to do when I was a kid? I used to hold my junk and be like, "I have the power." Yeah, the power of Grayskull. the girls. I let the girls know who the man was. Okay.
Oh, that's where you get the power from.
All right, you know what? We're going to take a commercial break. And we might have somewhat of a serious show when we come back here. All right, guys. Stay tuned.
Only three others share this secret.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As I sit in my B-boy stance, with flip-flops and socks and sweatpants, I'm finna enhance your brain. Check it out. Once upon a time, not long ago, when the plague from the point didn't have no flow. Hit me from my tennis shoes, walking to the store, caught up nigga slipping, but now I link it to the flow just like carbon. Cause I got the heat in my baby mama name, nah. Never bragging just to say nah. Even when I was a younger lad, I learned my lesson. Never talk to strangers in the trap and answer questions.
The Pope and his folks got us under the scope, but for unknown reasons, cause we don't sell dope that you distribute. We don't contribute to your clandestine activity. My soliloquy may be hard for some to swallow, but so is Carl Liver. You went behind my back like Ludo when he cut up all the ore. Two things I hate, lies and thieves, they make my blood boil. But what constricted on my soul that they call.
Wheels of steel.
All right. That's Outkast and Massage Mike on the Wheels of Steel. Massage Mike.
Evacuate in preparation for Hurricane Matthew.
See this? Melbourne, Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible, unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die, too.
Oh, my God. And while we're on the subject, guys, you know what? If you want to call in the show,
I want to talk about controversial cartoons. At least what cartoons that, if they're still playing today, would be controversial. Okay? I think it's a good subject.
He was performing in blackface a long time ago.
Blackface?
No, that was just stupid because he's a... Mike, ready?
I'm telling you, fellas, you're gonna want that cowbell on the track.
yeah, exactly. So we're gonna need some content here, people. We decided to scrap the show content because we're having too much fun today. I think we can break up the monotony. The show's been, we've been trying to add a little bit more comedy to the show lately.
Straight years of murder, pedophiles, targeted individuals, government tyranny, rapists, vaccine injuries, CPS children getting stolen. I mean, there's only so much a man can take, you know?
Exactly.
We'll talk about creepy kinship. It wasn't exactly...
What kind of nonsense are you up to now?
And speaking of controversial cartoons, man, how about that Pepe Le Pew?
Oh, man, the rapist.
The rapist. Man, you know what? I actually, you know what? That stuff actually worked, though. Like, when I was a little kid, you know, I picked the girls, you know, like,
can
you know.
Oh, no, I'm looking someplace for you. Where does it that you are secreting itself, you? Where is it your hiding place?
Oh, man, when I was a kid, oh, my God. You know how many girlfriends I had when I was a little kid? I oh my God, I had so many girlfriends. I had girls fighting over me. That stuff actually worked. You get up next to a girl, you know, you get all like all up on her, and you put your arm around her, and you start saying sweet things to her, and the little girl would just be laughing nonstop. Well, she'd be giggling. You give her a little kiss on the cheek, and next thing you know. Next day, it's time for, you know, recess, we're playing house or whatever. You're my husband, and we're having babies today. It's like, oh, okay, all right.
Well, that works when you guys are the same age in elementary school, and, you know, that Pepe Le Pew stuff works. But Joe Biden, the real-life Pepe Le Pew, one, did he not get canceled, but two, he still tries that same exact stuff on kids. We cancel a cartoon character, but a guy... That's actually open and sniffing these kids. We don't cancel. We elect him president.
Oh. Yeah, with him all up on Hillary Clinton like that, and I'm going to tell you, I know I've said it on the show before, but that got me a little hot and bothered. She's all like pushing him off, like okay, like she tapped out like three times, like okay, like let me go, and he's just like grabbing up on her. She's all.
He's got
squishy and stuff. I'm like, whoa, bow chicka bow wow. Where's the let me turn off the lights. Let me dim the lights a little bit. Let me grab some lotion here, some napkins. I'm like, wow, it's getting a little hot right here.
Get your hands off my penis.
Stop being a weak.
Oh. Joe Biden's not weak. He's not weak and frail. He can rape Hillary Clinton if he wanted to. Well, we're going to get a commercial break. We're going to get a commercial break. We'll be right back, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Left the keys in the van, but he got in each hand. Went up in Eastland and shot a policeman. A peace plan, citizen bystands. The shit is in my hands. Here's your lifespan. But what your life's worth, this money is twice then. Grab a couple grand and lay up in Iceland. See, I'm a nice man, but money turned me to Satan. I'm thirsty for this green, so bad I'm dehydrating. Hurry up with the cash, bitch, I got a ride waiting. Shot a man twice in the back when he tried skating. I want the whole pie, I won't be denied Nathan. Maybe I need my head inside straightened. Brain contemplating, clean out the register. Dip before somebody catches ya. I'll get to the scripts and sketches ya. The connection was the prime suspect. But I ain't set to flee the scene of the crime just yet. Cause I got a daughter to feed. The $200 ain't enough to water the seed. The best thing would be for me to leave Taco Bell and hit up Chess King. And have a lady at the desk bring money from the safe in the back. Stepped in, waving the Mac. Cooperate, we can operate and save an attack. This bitch tried escaping the jack. Rat about a throat, this murder she broke. Barely heard a word as she choked. It wasn't nothing for her to be smoked. Then I slammed her on the back to the vertebrae broke. Just then, the pigs buzzed
good
in, getting freeze.
What is your favorite food?
Whatever food you like.
Are you saying that no matter what I tell you to do, you will do?
Yes, Your Highness.
Anything I say, you do?
Yes, Your Highness.
Bark like a dog.
Arf! 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 Arf!
A big dog.
Woof! 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 Woof!
Hop on one leg.
Woof! 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 Woof!
Make a noise like an orangutan.
Oof! 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 Oof!
Ah! I see the two of you are getting along.
Excuse me, Manny, for a moment.
Fine girl, isn't she?
Ha 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 ha! And then we have Hillary Clinton.
Republicans want to repeal it. You know, they actually, with a straight face, say that the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation on Wall Street. They actually say that. You know, I remember when, you know, I've supported my husband through all of his races in Arkansas. And I one of my favorite political ads of all time was a radio ad, rural Arkansas, where the announcer said, wouldn't it be great if somebody running for office said something, we could have an immediate reaction as to whether it was true or not? Well, we've trained this dog. And the dog, if it's not true, he's going to bark. And then the dog was barking on the radio. And so, you know, people were, like, barking at each other for days after that. I'm trying to figure out how we can do that with the Republicans. You know, we need to get that dog and follow him around. And every time they say these things, like, oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation. Arf, you know, I think we could cut right through a lot of their, you know, their claims.
You hear the howl in the background?
Oh, I like to make Hillary Clinton bark. I make her bark all night long.
I'm gonna take more melatonin pills.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Of course, I know. What the hell are you talking about? Who are you trying to relate to, you psychopath?
Oh man. I'm telling you, like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, oh yeah, I would have been all over Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I'd make her bark like a dog.
Me.
Oh man.
You know, I think we could.
Oh boy. Oh man.
You know what? I hit it with one of those "Let my people go." blow her back out.
And your kids die too.
Oh my god. Oh wow. You know, I would love to be one of those people who are just like completely clueless and just had fun and just no repercussions of it and just messing stuff up. I think that's kind of why I like The Tick. That was like my favorite Saturday morning cartoon was The Tick. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
I remember.
Oh, big blue muscle person. Man. Oh, clinically insane. Just nothing but heroism in the head, and there's just nothing else there. Welcome just going around
to the Heroes Lounge.
Great Caesar's break room.
That's a new one. Though. Yeah, I got to find a cartoon clip for you.
Yeah, the live action show. That was, I wish that went longer.
Let's listen to this because this sounds hilarious.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, man, this place is amazing.
Here you can enjoy access to the Aegis criminal database or network with other heroes or our own personnel. Or you can simply take a break at our world-class refreshment and coffee bar. Ooh. Our croissants are particularly good.
There you go. Oh man. Yeah, I don't know. I think the world's gone mad. It's a crazy world. I think, you know, ironically, it was the Saturday morning cartoons that just kind of kept me together a little bit. I could have gone, you know, really crazy growing up. Yeah.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing face to face with the legendary Terror.
And see, and you know, those are things that you appreciate when you're a kid. The music was epic. They didn't have to go that far. It was a Saturday morning cartoon. They didn't have to go that epic with the intro music. That kind of got me into a little bit of that music, a little bit of that swing and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, when The Mask came out, Jim Carrey, oh, man, those little music ensembles there. It's not like Disney where you cringe. You know, you see a Disney movie and it's like, okay, here comes the musical scene. And, you know, it's cringe, 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 cringe. No. Mass musical scenes come out, it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I get down with that. You got your head rocking like SNL character.
Oh, man.
Smoking.
You'll get a spinoff of that in some, like, Microsoft promo or something. He and some other guy are trying to do the... Night at the Roxbury thing on some jokes.
No games. Yeah, I have seen that. Yeah, I was like, what a dweeb. He doesn't. He looks so nerdly awkward. Anybody, yeah, check out Bill Gates, Saturday Night Live, Night at the Roxbury. And,
or Obama dancing on Ellen.
Oh, God. Have we seen enough of that thing? That penis? Have we seen enough of that?
I'm talking about Barack. Because, you know, it's customary for...
Oh, not Michael.
Yeah, not Michael. It's customary. That's she actually can dance. She's flinging that ding around all over the place. But Barack proved that he cannot be more than 12% black
him,
by...
Who? His, him, a, who? Him, who? Me? What? I don't know.
No way! No way!
Just,
they really
you know what?
Were so funny and cool doing that too. Oh my god!
I was like, oh, but I thought you meant Michael though. I was like, haven't we seen enough of that thing? I've had nightmares about that.
dancing on Ellen. It's a 1.5 step at best. It's the cringiest. I don't want to do this 1.5 step. Obviously, we can't translate that to radio. But you guys, after the show, check out. Don't do it. Don't check it out. It's disgraceful. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Michael Obama penis doesn't translate to radio either. And I'm pretty sure people can picture that.
Does not.
I had a brief conversation with him yesterday, and I have my intelligence community, the Defense Department, as well as the State Department, have been in contact with all of their counterparts in not only in Israel but in the region, and one of the things that I have seen thus far is that there has not been a significant overreaction. The question is how we get to a point where they get to a point where there is a significant reduction in the attacks, particularly the rocket attacks. That are indiscriminately fired.
It's like one big
I thought he was talking about Michael Obama's penis reduction there.
All right, so this next video I just sent over. This is Ben Shapiro, Joe Biden on the Ben Shapiro show.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm confused. You called the Ben Shapiro show. I'm Ben Shapiro. I don't know who Bennifer Shrimpo is. Also, I'm not a Trans Am. That's a car. I'm a human man.
Darn right you're a man. Who cares what you were born with? And congratulations, I just signed a Mexican order, so you have... Not a sex-sitting border. You can play hockey with the girls now.
Okay, I'm sick of explaining this to everyone. I am fully biologically male. I was born with one set of reproductive organs, and they are fully male. Now on to your point about hockey. Not interested.
Look, I need your vote. I got a big erection coming up against a bad dude, Donald Duck. He's got no pants, man. Orange legs.
If you're referring to the election we just had that you won that. And to be clear, it was not against a cartoon duck.
Hey, come on, give me a chance. America needs to heal. That's why we're here. Because blank people are just as fat as white girls. Same as transgenders.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, I mean that. I was the first college in my family to go to the moon. Look.
Okay, he's falling asleep. There's a lot to unpack here, but before I do, I need to thank our friends at Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries. Give the gift of berries dipped in chocolate. It's fine.
Jew hat!
I was the first college to the moon. Jew hat.
Me and Brock Toboggan. Me and Brock Toboggan are going to shake this thing up.
Hey, look who it is. Better for Shrimpo.
Shrimpo!
Oh, I'm fully biologically male. I don't want to address this again.
The full set of male genitalia. What is it? Oh, jeez.
Oh, a trans am?
I don't care if you're trans Jenga.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
Oh, wow. This is too much. Oh, man. Yeah, this is my Saturday morning cartoons right here on a hump Wednesday.
Hey, who are you? I'm you, man. Come on.
That last clip, guys, if you're scoring at home, which I hope you do, especially on this one, is a comedian called Kyle Dunnigan. And he also does Stallone. He does a Cuomo. Oh, man, he does a Cuomo. That's so funny. But he does such a spot on Ben Shapiro, and he does a great Joe Biden. Like, he does such epic impressions. So that's one of my favorites right there. Kyle Dunnigan, you guys can look him up on YouTube if you're scoring at home.
Oh, man. Hey,
while we're at it, let's listen to the three Democrats get together.
Put it on.
Oh, that sounds funny. That sounds funny. Let's try that.
Who sent this over?
Their critics said it couldn't be done.
It'll be like old times. You get on TV, scare them a bit, present ourselves as the saviors.
I like fear-mongering as much as the next governor, but it's over.
They haven't even taken off their masks. The water's still warm.
You don't think I love the daily press conferences? I love giving the daily press conferences, but it's over.
You know, Cuomo, I'm starting to wonder if you even want to be a god.
Screw you, Newsom! You're out of order!
But it ain't over till the fat lady's on a ventilator.
Hey, Newsom. We're in.
Don't make me regret this.
One last lockdown.
Newsom, what about the science?
We'll tell them what the science is.
But what about the protest?
We'll tell them when to protest.
I found a scientist that'll give us the numbers we want.
So Fauci says we're at the bottom of the sixth inning. We need to convince them that it's game one of the series.
You know, my researchers tell me this new strain stuff really resonates. My DMs are lighting up again.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, she's flowing.
Who runs this country?
We do.
Who runs this country?
We do.
I feel so alive.
This is what being a governor is about.
It's over. It's over. Oh my god. Epic.
We want to be a god, Cuomo.
You were out of order. Yeah, you know what? And I found that little ditty there, and it's just like, I had no idea we were going to have this much fun on this episode, but that one, yeah, they're just going to squeeze everything they can out of the situation here. Oh, but they're still wearing the mask. Let's get some more out of this. They haven't taken the mask off yet.
The water's still warm. Oh, I gotta say, I went to the store today, and it's like, it's weird. It's like some stores you walk in, like the convenience store, and no one's wearing the mask, and it's great. And you walk in another convenience store, and everybody's got a mask on but you, but everybody's cool. I mean, And I'm talking, these are like 500 yards away from each other, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess there is the county line there, but I'm, you know, the people wearing the masks are in this county, Williamson County, which is, that's less liberal and, you know, garbage Democrat than like right across the toll road highway, which is Travis County and like, you know, the northern suburbs just north of Austin. Those, you know, it's bizarre.
You know,
dude.
I see this on social media. There's this, somebody's sharing this liberal's post saying, I wish I had some anti-Trump stuff because now that I'm vaccinated and I'm going place with no masks, I want to make people know that I'm not some maggotard and all this other stuff.
Oh man, that's what Don Campbell was talking about this a couple hours ago here. He was like, you know, you just, you don't wear the mask, and then everyone assumes you've got the vax. And I'm like, yes.
Exactly.
So I'm like.
Well, and see, for me here, it's like, it's too warm for me to wear my Ninja Turtle foot ninja costume. So,
foot
ninja. That's my cartoon right there. That's my all-time favorite right there.
I have my all black on black, my ninja mask, my headband thing. I do my foot ninja thing, but since it's too warm for that, I don't do that. I don't wear the mask either. Nobody says anything to me. Not that I expect anybody to say anything to me. I'm a big black dude here in Poland. I don't expect anybody to try to force anything on me. But I do have the girls, though. I do have the girls that giggle. Oh, wow. That's a throwback. That's a throwback. But yeah, I do have the girls that, you know, constantly giggling and... Well, whatever. You know, the women here love me. I can't help it.
See, not to brag, but women over here are constantly getting when I walk by, too. Most of my friends say it's because I wear my tampon on the outside, but I beg to differ.
We have all turned Japanese, dude. We are turning Japanese. We all now wear the mask. Everybody's covering their mouth when they smile and...
Whoa!
It's gone. All weirdos. Everybody's a weirdo, or you're not normal. You gotta be a weird. You gotta have your own pronouns. Demi Lovato just came out. She goes by they now, and it's like I was talking to my girlfriend about this. I'm like, yeah, it's just like, you know, she looks like a they. You know, it's like when you see a
baby. All turning Japanese.
We're all turning Japanese. Really, thanks, dude. Demi Lovato, once she gets rid of the makeup, she is going to look like a little baby. And you're going to, you know, just to be polite, you're going to be like, wow, so this little baby, you know, he fell out of the stroller. And then they fell out of the stroller.
Boy George now, dude.
They, you know, because you can't tell. Good grief. So everybody wants to be a baby. I guess it's adult baby time. That's next.
We need footage of the original SARS breakout and all the Asian people walking around with the masks and then footage from today and this that music video. Perfect. We're all turning Japanese. Yeah, why not?
Turning Japanese.
All right, make it happen, Mike.
The vapors.
Wow.
Mask on tight. Walk around day and night. 80s are back.
I got your picture of me and you. You wrote I love you. I wrote me too. I see the stare at it, there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel.
The song is canceled. No, we'll
I even kiss you when there's no one else around.
How is this on YouTube?
I got your picture. I got your picture. I
I'd like a million of your aura myself. Oh, come on, where's the good stuff?
Actually, you never hear this song. This part of this song is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I only hear the chorus.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, the Japanese have always traditionally been very overprepared. I mean, Christ, they even sent out their kamikaze pilots out there with helmets on. I mean, what the hell?
Whoa!
dirty panties and vending machines. You can't get much more prepared for that.
Man. Hey, yeah. They know what's up.
Yeah, have y'all ever seen that crazy, crazy movie, Enter the Void? That is a... That's a roller coaster, dude. It's wild, like, cultural... I mean, it's kind of like... whatever that movie was with the guy... What is it, 6 months in Turkey or something? I can't remember. The guy goes to Turkey, tries to smuggle some drugs in or out, some hash, and gets busted and spends, like, I don't know, months or years in their, you know, infamous prison.
It sounds like a Charlie Sheen, one of his early comedy movies. He was a parody actor before he ever became a serious actor. You guys remember that, right?
What was Charlie Sheen's like first thing? Because I mean, he got like Major League and stuff.
But... Well, he used to. I mean, well, once again, he was a parody actor. He did like a Top Gun ripoff.
Right.
He did I don't know, some spy movie ripoff. He did some. I know him and Val Kilmer. What movie was that? Oh, I you know what? I can't remember. I should have a computer in front of me doing IMDb. I was prepared for this episode, damn it. But you know what? We are getting close to the break here. we're here on the break. So, you know what? We're going to take this break. We'll be back at the top of the hour. And, yeah, we'll talk about some serious stuff when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.